This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's really cold, but I really don't suit a hat. Also, who have you had to unfollow celebrity-wise on Insta? And who ever knew there were kid-friendly versions of pop hits? Miley Cyrus and Malibu is coming up. Oh, that's going to help. Songs about Malibu. Get me on a sun lounger immediately. Get me to a beach.
You look like you have been on a beach. You've got a crack and tan.
Yeah. Also, you'll notice at work today, look around you now if you're at work, or look around the cars, other cars around you. Everyone's got rubbish hair because most people have been wearing a hat because it's so cold.
Mm.
Now, I purchased one today.
Oh, I couldn't bear it. When you walked in a hat, I've never seen you in a hat before. Something's not right. You know where someone just doesn't suit, like, a certain coat or a hat? Honestly, I'm going to have to put a picture up of you because it is just weird seeing you in a hat.
Pound shop, mate.
Well, great.
But not a pound. 150.
Oh, they sometimes throw those curveballs, don't they?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to put this on my Insta story. And you can see for yourself, but it doesn't look right. I don't suit a hat. But I was so freezing today. I was like, I'm going to have to buy one. Because all the heat escapes from your head. Oh, thanks, Mum, for that. It does, though. So I put it on in a minute, but it doesn't look right. Do I look scary? Is that what it is?
But you're not a scary person, but you do look slightly more scary. Let's put a picture up of you in a hat. We'll see what people think.
You feel threatened, don't you, more?
But you're saying that everyone's hair is rubbish.
Yeah, look around you, because everyone's just wore a hat today.
True.
Also, something else I noticed earlier, which I want to discuss. Is Clara Ampho an actual robot? And we've only just realised.
Interesting. What makes you say that?
Well, either we've outed her or it was some technical issue, but listen to when she handed over to Greg earlier.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Exterminate!
One! Again!
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
I love it. Oh. Secretly, I've listened to that about 15 times already.
Hello, Greg.
Scott Mills.
The hat is mad.
What are people saying? What's the reaction on the internet, please?
I just put a picture on Instagram and the sort of initial comments that are coming in say, will the real Scott Mills please stand up?
Yeah, it's quite Eminem.
Eminem Mills. That pout. Yeah. Someone else says the thug life chose him.
I'm just wearing like a hat. You know, like a... How would you describe it? Like a little... Like a beanie, yeah, hello.
It's other people saying you're about to go on the rob.
Yeah. I think it's quite a thug life, actually, thank you.
Scott Mills.
I was at a party on Sunday, and there was just some music going on in the background, Scott, and didn't really notice much to it, like people having a couple of drinks, a couple of people dancing, and then I suddenly realised that something wasn't quite right about the music, that some of the lyrics were getting changed. So I sort of wandered over to the phone to see what it was, and they'd accidentally put on like this kids' playlist. But because it was current songs, people were just going with it. And it's like, it kind of annoyed me a little bit that people didn't notice that it was the originals.
This has happened to me when I've been with you, when we went on holiday together. And I was like, listen carefully. I can't remember if it was like a Rihanna song.
Yes, you're right.
And I was like, if you listen carefully, because obviously when you're by the pool, you can't really hear it that well. So I actually made you swim in the pool to go closer to the speaker. And you were like, you're right, it's not Rihanna.
It's just something not quite right.
Yeah, it's like it sounds, they do a sound like.
So anyway, once I'd noticed it, I really couldn't get past it. And it just started to like annoy me a little bit, some of the lyric changes. I wanted to share a couple with them. Now, it turns out this is from a group called Kids Bop.
Right.
Or Kids Pop. I think it's Kids Bop.
Okay.
And
what, as in
this is a certified bop.
Yes, that kind of bop.
Okay.
And they changed the words to make it kid friendly.
Okay,
bear in mind,
so
this was at a sort of adult party.
Right.
Not like that, but you know what I mean. And like this is the first one that I noticed. Do you want to hear it?
Wait a minute.
This is the original, right?
Put some nigga in it.
Oh,
this
right,
is the kids version of it.
Because he mentions liquor.
Yes.
Obviously, not great for kids. Okay, so Mark Ronson.
Wait a minute. Fill my cup,
put some liquor in it. Kids version.
Stop. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some water in it.
Water in
put
it.
Put some water in it. Anyway.
I never knew these were a thing.
Yeah, this is a thing. Because obviously they need to make it sort of a bit more kid-friendly. But everyone's dancing to this. This is Little Mix, of course.
Yeah.
The original Little Mix. Shout out to my ex.
To my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick.
Oh, yeah, these aren't appropriate at all.
Yeah, yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it.
Yeah, it's the next bit, is a problem.
I hope she's getting better sex.
Yep.
Hope she ain't picking it like I did, babe. Took so long, you said call it quits.
So a load of 20-year-olds at the party,
right.
And this was the version we were dancing to.
This is a shout out to my ex.
How did no one notice?
Heard he in love some other girl.
Girl, not chick.
Yeah, yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, boy, I'm over it.
Here we go.
I hope she's getting better, yeah. Hope she ain't falling like I did.
All right, so.
Took for long, it's a call and quit.
I mean, that doesn't sound like Little Mix.
Forget that, but I'm all for it.
How did people not notice?
No one was questioning it.
So the word next was replaced with yet.
Yeah.
And faking it like I did, fooling him like I did.
Do you want Jason Derulo? Want to want me?
Oh, yes, I do.
Derulo.
Right.
And this is the kids' version.
Kids' version.
This is the kids' pop.
Kids' pop. All right.
Derulo. Kids' pop.
Right.
And
okay,
here we go.
Here's the main bit.
In the back of the cab, I took the drive, I had a turn. Get me the best. I got your body on my mind. I want it bad.
No.
Ooh, just the body gets me so high.
Okay. He's got the body on the mind there and wants it bad.
Yes.
And the thought of you, it gets him so high.
In the back of the cab, ooh. I tip the driver ahead of time. Give me the fast. Ooh. I got your smile on my mind.
Smile.
I miss it bad.
Miss it bad.
Ooh, just the thought of him makes my heart.
Makes my heart fly. I prefer
clever,
that version.
It's cute. The kids bop.
It is clever.
It's a certified bop.
It is a certified bop.
And as you can imagine, quite hard to dance to when you're doing it like that. Now, one more, X's and O's. When I heard... So by this point, by the way, when I heard this starting, I was like, hang on a minute, I know the words to this. This is going to be well weird as a kid version.
Right. So here's the original.
One, two, three, they're going to run back to me. Because I'm the best. But they never wanna leave.
No, here we go. Not allowed. Okay.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me.
Uh-huh.
Cause I'm the best friend that they never got.
Friend, okay.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna hang, but they never
hang.
Wanna
oh,
leave.
Hang, not come.
Scott Mills.
So Chris was at a party with adults the other day and they put on basically the wrong playlist and they got this kids bop thing which changes the lyrics of songs, well-known songs, and to kid-friendly lyrics.
I just really, really noticed it then. Greg and Loughborough's just texting saying maybe no one noticed, Chris, because they were having a good time at the party. Need to loosen up and work on those social skills. Now, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I noticed one of these songs, I was kind of hooked into hearing them all.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing them with you now.
Okay, what have you got next?
Drake, Hotline Bling.
Really?
Scott, what? There's so many of these versions of songs. And what's amazing is when a new song comes out, I'm now thinking to myself, oh, I cannot wait until the Kids Bop version.
Right, okay.
I cannot wait for the Kids Bop version of IDGAF, for
right.
example,
okay,
when that happens.
Here's the original.
Because ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going.
Wearing less and going out more.
Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor.
No, that's not allowed.
Hanging with some girls I never seen before.
How are they gonna change it?
Cause ever since I left the city, you started caring less and going
caring less.
Yes.
Dancing your heart out there on the dance floor.
No champagne, dancing your heart out.
Hanging with some girls I never seen before.
Someone just get a message.
There's a random message halfway through there. Yeah.
Okay.
Beyonce featuring Lady Gaga Telephone, which okay. obviously the original includes the line I'm sipping that bub.
No bub sipping, that's not allowed, you're five. He Eating that grub.
That's a great one.
Eating that grub. Whoever comes up with the alternatives for this are brilliant.
And everyone was dancing, you're right. Everyone was just having a good time to it.
Ed says that the kids' bop version of Dua Lipa will be IDGAM. I don't give a monkeys. It's better.
One more. Okay. One more song.
One more song.
One more song. Okay. This is Starships by Nicki Minaj.
No way.
Yeah. Well,
everyone knows what is in that
the
song.
Original one. Now, let's be careful.
Okay. Radio edit.
So, yeah, radio edit. We know what goes there. In the kids' bop version, I thought we could have a listen to how they deal with that situation.
Oh no. Here we go. We're kids bop and we're taking over.
This is what we need to start playing at gigs, Scott.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1's Greg Athlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Oh, Greg. What are you doing? I knew that this would come, but I've just been speaking to Greg off air and you've got that tired, slurry voice now.
I have, but you two idiots were making me laugh just then, so thanks.
Yeah, did you like the kids-friendly version of Beyoncé Lady Gaga?
I did. I like the idea. I like the idea of 2-1-2.
You can't sit up when you're five, so you have to eat grub. Love. Okay, so where are you right now, please?
I'm near a place called Garstang. We've done about 50 miles today, I think, ish, and we just hit the most extraordinary blizzard. Obviously, we know about the beast from the east and all that, and the polar vortex and stuff. But I just cycled through. We had to stop. Because it was, I just couldn't see. It was just like a whiteout. But it's been mad. And then the sun came out, and then the blizzard started again. The sun came out again. It's the maddest weather, and we're trying putting layers on, taking layers off, putting glasses on. But it's we're getting there. We are chewing up the miles. We just had a really great bit from Clara. When I spoke to Clara, it really spurred me on, and the donations really spurred me on, and the whole team was like really buoyed up by it. So we've just aced it to get to you, to this little checkpoint here, to speak to you, and I've been dying to talk to you two about it. But we just did like, I think we managed to do like 4 or 5 minute miles just then, because we really, really went for it. And we put our foots down, because we've really got our feet down, because we've got to get to Scafell Pike by late tonight.
I just don't understand how your legs are doing this, because you're covering mad miles on that bike.
Yeah, well, I did a load of training on my legs, and I'm pleased so far, touch wood, that it's paying off, because they're not fatiguing just yet. My neck is sort of in agony, just because I'm basically too tall for a bike, I think I've realised, because you're crouched down for quite a while. And I've got this weird hand injury, which I'm trying not to think about too much, but I think I've sprained one of the joints in my hand yesterday, which is quite painful, because it's on the tendon. So I'm trying to change the gear, and it's quite painful. But anyway,
do you know what, Greg?
I don't want to moan,
you've
guys.
You've got to keep going, because I think, you know, judging by Twitter and Insta and everything you were putting up yesterday, it's clear to see you're getting loads of support, and I wish you could see the messages that are getting sent in to us here in the studio right now.
Can
it's
you
phenomenal.
See any? Because people are really going for this, Greg. Do you get any at all?
Yeah, I do. You sort of feel a swell of it a little bit, and you feel the momentum in our favour, which is incredible. It's very, very cheesy to say it's the wind to our sails, but it is. It's sort of, I've got my phone mounted on my handlebars. Someone's doing well.
It's the wind beneath your wheels. Yes.
Wind beneath my wheels. I've got my phone in sort of big old person font. So what my mum has on her phone, like, really big font, so I can see, I can just glance down and see all the notifications and messages and donations and stuff coming in. So it does help if people are tweeting and using the hashtag GregAthlon. You can, I'm seeing as many of them as possible. Obviously, I'm keeping my eyes firmly on the road.
Yeah.
But when we stop and have like a wee break or whatever, I can just have a quick look down.
Yeah,
and
but it helps.
And it really, really helps.
I
yeah, well, it's weirdly lonely. It's very, very isolated, and it's very barren, and there's nobody really around apart from the odd person beeping, and because it's quite rural bits that we're going through. So, but it does feel like everyone is with me and with the team. So. We really feel it. So thanks if you've been donating and sending messages.
Yeah, thank you so much, because I know that Greg obviously really appreciate them, because he's like, he's doing these mountains. He's already done one. He's got to get to Scarfell Pike by tonight. And it doesn't end there. Like, his neck is in agony. He's sprained his hand. He's falling apart. But with your support, he's going to get there. And please donate. I'll tell you exactly how to do that in a second. Right, we'll speak to you in a bit. Back on the bike then, is it?
Off I go for what time? I have no idea what the time even is. What
it's,
is it? 2 o'clock. All right,
2:01
so
p.m.
I'll try my absolute best to get to the start of my show at 4 o'clock today. So we've got a big 2-hour stretch now.
Okay.
And we're really going to go for it. And we need everyone's support. So we'd love you to keep donating.
Please,
you're all amazing.
Please donate if you have so far. Thank you. I'll tell you how to do in a minute if you're feeling Greg's pain today, because I really am.
Go on, Greg.
Go on, Greg. Good luck. You're amazing. We love you.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
This guy's just been on. This is Craig, who is in Tilbury, saying, I'm going to donate £5 for each peak when Greg makes it. What Greg is doing is truly inspirational, and mental health is something that I have personally suffered with before. Thanks to charities like the one supported by Sport Relief and this kind of money, I'm in a much better place now. And that's what it's about. Laura's been on to us saying, at one point, she felt so kind of disconnected from people around her. Like, at the age of 15, didn't know what to do, and, you know, was having that kind of constant feeling of emptiness in her stomach, and was having dark thoughts. And she eventually did speak to somebody. And the thing is, it's very important to get young people to reach out to someone. And this is why Greg James is putting himself through this hardship and so many miles on the bike and the ridiculous peaks as well.
And it's a lot of money, isn't it? £5 is a lot of money, but it's a big, big challenge. And as you said, I think it's the biggest challenge really that anyone at Radio 1 has ever done.
Yeah, it's the hardest by far. And obviously he wouldn't be doing something so mentally and physically demanding if he didn't believe in, you know, how much money we need to get for mental health, which is the focus of what we're doing on Sport Relief this year. So thank you. I know it's a bit of money, but if you can show Greg your support and make a £5 donation to Sport Relief, that would be incredible. I mean, the Radio 1 listeners always step up brilliantly at this. But if you text the word Greg, if you can afford it, to 70205, text costs £5 plus your standard network message charge. And I promise you, all of the money that you send, the whole of that fiver, will go to Sport Relief. There's no, like, taking it off bits here and there. All of that £5 goes to Sport Relief. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. More terms and conditions, or you can donate online on the Radio 1 website. And thank you for everything you've done so far.
Scott Mills.
Right, I want to talk about this a bit later. Get involved if you want to now on 81199. Is there one celebrity that you've just had to unfollow on Instagram because either, one, jealous, two, really annoying? That's about it. That's for the two reasons that I normally
there have. Might be other reasons as well.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or three, know too many adverts. So stop spamming everything.
Too many adverts, or just something that when you see it just irrationally gets to you. I don't know.
Yeah, can I tell you who I've had to unfollow?
Go on.
Rita Ora.
Really?
No, I love her, but seriously, always on holiday. Well, no, actually, she works hard, that girl, but, like, she's always somewhere glamorous. I saw her in Miami today. I walked out of my house. It was, like, minus 20. I'm exaggerating. But I was like, no, hun, sorry, bye. Not for now. Maybe I'll return to her in the summer.
You love her, but you wouldn't follow her?
No. Let us know, 81199, a celebrity you've just had to unfollow because it's too much. You've got one?
Yes.
Go.
The body coach.
Why?
I've had enough.
Actually, I saw a tweet from somebody earlier. Oh yeah, this comedian called Hayley Ellis. And she also said that she had to unfollow the body coach because he was like skiing somewhere and she was like eating a packet of crisps, sat in her drive trying to get her car down the drive through the snow. It's like, nah, not for me, thanks.
Scott Mills.
Oh, hello, Finn in Plymouth. Was One Direction's biggest fan, but Liam Payne had to go on Instagram. In it, though.
Mm.
Lucy Watson, we get it, you're vegan, says somebody. Unfollow. We'll do some more of this after three.
Scott Mills.
This is going off. Ben from Manchester had to unfollow Montana from Love Island. We get it, you've got attractive friends.
Yeah.
Julianne Hough. We get it, you love your husband.
I like all the messages that we're getting in. Just start with, yeah, we get it, hon.
I know.
We get it. You're fit. We get it.
Kylie Jenner, we get it. You've got a makeup range. Dan in Southampton.
Yeah.
Hey, it's snowing.
Oh, right. I've just happened to look at your Twitter.
I did that just for you.
Done a picture of snow.
Yeah, I put some snow there for you.
Oh.
Just been outside. Snow there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You're better than that.
I love a snow picture because none of us have ever seen it before, so why not put it on social media?
Snow.
Snow look. Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, man. Did you... we've met before, right?
We have, yeah. Met in LA.
Oh, darling, we met in Los Angeles. Why was that, please?
Well, we were both at the James Corden, programme recording.
Oh, the Late Late Show with James
You're
Corden.
You're both big fans.
Yeah, yeah. Went along to that. Yeah, massive fans.
Yeah, and you kind of like, I think during the interviews you went out to see him and you kind of walked past us and I looked up and I was like, is that Scott Mills? And you're like, hey, lads.
Yeah, I went to see him and I got a hug from him at the end of the show.
What did I got?
What a hug that was. Good, I'm glad it was that story from LA. You never know who's going to get through, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay, Chris, who do you normally choose on Bangers?
I'm pretty much even, Stevens.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, so here's what I've got for you today. Chris won yesterday. This is my one.
Good one. Like it.
Get Shaky. Yes. The Ian Carey Project. Shortly after this, they disappeared forever.
The project didn't last.
No, it was a rubbish project, but one good song. That's my one.
Okay, you can have that, Chris. You can have my choice today is this. It's the Black Keys, Lonely Boy.
Oh.
One, it's a Wiz Khalifa song. You know the game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah.
So tune. And two, when I saw this at Reading one year, it was the best.
Yeah. Two forgotten greats there, Black Keys and Ian Carey Project.
Forgotten greats. That's a bit harsh in the Black Keys. Your opinion, though.
Well, I mean, I've not heard of them. They're not in my life right now.
I thought you were going to say not famous.
No, they are quite famous. Anyway, Chris and Burnley, what are you going to choose?
I'm going to choose Scott.
Yes! One all.
Woo, woo, woo!
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
We interrupt this podcast
to introduce ourselves. We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you.
Do we have best bits, Nikki?
Well, we want to bring you bits.
That's too much.
We'll be talking all things from K-pop, nostalgia, to relationships and dating.
Join us for the ride and find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Ta, Scott and Chris.
Ian Carey Project. Get Shaky after school. That's not some kind of threat towards shaking Stevens off of Christmas after school. That's just the lyrics to the song by Ian Carey Project.
I never described going out as like, we're going to, right, let's go out and get shaky.
No.
Is it the original Wavy?
No, because it was like ages ago. So I think shaky then became what is now wavy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'd love to know what the kids' version of that would be. On Kids Pop. Bop.
Kids Bop.
So, one all with my Ian Carey project, Get Shaky.
Scott Mills.
Someone just passed Greg James on the A6 near Goldgate. Apparently he's looking well tired now.
He needs a boost, doesn't he?
He definitely needs a boost. Please keep donating if you can. £5 goes straight to Sport Relief. I'll give you the details just after three. Greg James, just watching his videos on Twitter, making me feel exhausted. That's from James in Edinburgh.
I couldn't believe that last night, by the way. So he was, I was on Instagram and he was doing videos then. I think he was doing stuff for his story. And I was thinking, mate, you should be asleep right now.
I know. Get some sleep.
And he just wants to keep everyone updated and what he's doing and why he's doing it. And then I think he was up at half six, something like that today to get up and do the whole lot today.
It's the most unbelievable and physically and demanding punishment ever, I think, any Radio 1 DJ has ever done. The Greg Athlon pedal to the peaks. Keep going, Greg.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott here. So many of you are telling us about famouses that you cannot bear on Instagram anymore. Lizzie, who did you unfollow?
Adam Peaty.
Adam Peaty off of swimming.
Yeah, so he's an Olympic swimmer.
Good knowledge.
Okay. Thing is, it's a bit like confusing Australians and New Zealanders. The divers and the swimmers, you need to get that right.
Yeah, and you're really much more of a diver fan.
I am, but if you get it wrong in front of Tom Daley, he's like, I'm a diver!
He actually can't swim.
No.
Little known fact.
Where's he heard this from?
He can't, he has to wear the armbands off of children.
He can dive in, and then you know, he's in trouble. No, I'm sure he can swim a bit.
Don't ever get him in the sea.
It's not very well.
Oh, God.
Anyway, why Adam Peaty?
So basically, I don't know if you remember ages ago, a story broke and he's single. Is he on any of the dating apps or whatever? So I was like, I gave him a follow. And then I swear he was single for about 5 minutes. And then again, he had a girlfriend. And I was like, oh.
He's one of those that can't be without a girlfriend, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are those people.
I didn't even get to this stage.
Dive straight back in.
Yeah, it's like my friend Robbie. I shouldn't say name, should I?
What's happened?
Oh, nothing. He's married now, but back in the day, mate, you have 5 minutes before jumping in with someone else again.
Mm.
It kind of gets even worse, though, because I kind of did this in a strop, and then I followed his best mate on Instagram instead.
Why? What, to try and annoy him?
I don't know. I don't even know him. I don't know why I did this.
What, so you were in a strop because he had a new girlfriend?
Yeah.
So then you're like, okay, I'm going to follow your best friend, see how you like it. But he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's also a very good swimmer. Follow him on Snapchat and Instagram.
Oh.
You don't really fancy him, do you?
I think he's a bit young for me.
Do they have to be strong swimmers? Is that...
What, is that a prerequisite?
Yeah, is that generally your type?
I don't know. I guess it would come in handy every now and then.
It's weird when something niche is the impressive thing that you look for in someone, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah.
I'm not too bothered about appearance or anything like that, but they need to swim well.
Yeah.
To at least a high standard.
I know what you're saying, Lizzie. You when you're having a hug with your boyfriend, you want to feel like you're almost being crushed, don't you?
100%.
Yeah, I got you.
Scott Mills.
Harry, who did you unfollow on Instagram?
It was Stephanie Pratt from Made in Chelsea.
That's a random one.
But why?
Well, I ended up drunk texting my ex, just kept messaging her when I got in from nights out.
Messaging Stephanie Pratt?
Yes, via Instagram, asking her for dinner.
Oh, no. Oh, you've really done a rubbish there, haven't you?
I have indeed, yes. It all started off as a joke with the boys.
So were these just messages sent to her, or direct messages, or what?
Just direct Instagram DMs. After seeing some stuff on Twitter about celebrities taking muggles out on dates, I thought, well, might as well give it a go.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes they do date normos like you.
Yes, yeah, no, I'm definitely a normo. So, yeah, unfortunately, she's not replied yet.
But that's right. An FA Cup situation, Scott. I was trying to explain this analogy to you. Like, 9 times out of 10, it won't happen. But every now and then, you just get that one result. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It does go the other way. The little man wins.
still not one yet, but Rome wasn't built on a day, so sure. Hopefully.
Good.
I've got actually some of the messages if you wanted to hear some of them.
Intrigued to hear what you've been saying to Steph off Maiden Chelsea. Can you wait there a second? Let's play a track. I'll be back with you.
Yeah, of course. Scott
Mills. Radio 1 listener Harry is with us. He's been sending Insta DMs to who?
Stephanie Pratt.
And why?
Just trying to see if she fancied dinner, really.
Mm. And this is happening late at night after a night out, generally.
It is.
How many have you sent in total?
Let me just have a look, 1 second.
This is great.
Never with a reply.
There's been 8 messages sent.
I thought it was going to be 1 or 2.
8 messages. And I promise you, she will have read those. Scott, you check the Muggle folder every now and then, don't you?
I do, yeah. Just
on Insta.
Yeah.
Because you get the ones that you follow, they go straight through to one section, and then just the masses to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were over a prolonged, sort of just over December as well. It wasn't just like in a week. It was like over a month campaign.
Oh, you just wanted a girlfriend for Christmas, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it all sort of stemmed from when she broke up with Johnny. When I sent her the first message.
Has she blocked you?
No, just not responded.
Just ignoring.
Yet.
Yeah, would you like to hear the first message?
Yes, please. Read on.
Okay. Hello, Steph. I hope you're starting to feel better. I guess you probably won't see this, but if you fancy dinner, please let me know.
Feel better from what? The breakup, you mean?
Yes.
And then straight to, if you fancy dinner. And you were expecting a reply from this, which was, well, actually, yeah, dinner with you wouldn't be a bad shout.
Why not?
Yeah, but yeah, that didn't happen.
Is your Insta profile open, or would she have had to rely on a very tiny picture of you?
I believe I opened it at the time, just in case. Okay.
Of course you're open.
She probably would have had a look.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, on to message 2, please.
About an hour after that, I mean, worth a try, hey?
Oh, God. This is really beggy now. Okay.
Just baiting a response.
And message 3, please.
3 days later. Hello, hope you're doing okay today. How was your night?
Okay.
This is making me sound really quite sad.
No, it's fine. Message 4.
What are your plans for Christmas this year?
Great one. That's a good one.
Right, there'll be other people that have done this and they've got no response. Let us know, please. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Text 81199. And on to message 5.
I have a Christmas party Wednesday night and I don't have a date. Would you want to come with me? I know it's a bit forward.
This is so good.
You regularly go out on Wednesdays, don't you?
Yes, live down in Bournemouth, so it's a good night out.
Right, got you. Wednesday night is a night out in Bournemouth. That makes sense.
Here's message 6 to Stephanie Pratt from Maiden Chelsea.
Hey, Steph, how's your Sunday going so far? Did you watch the Bournemouth game?
Good.
Okay, next.
This is the final message. Hope you had a fantastic Christmas, Steph. It's my birthday Friday, and it'd be great to see you. Dinner is at the Cliff at 6:30.
Oh, so you've put a date and a time on it?
Yeah, just to see if she just turned up.
Yeah, because she would, wouldn't she?
She might.
And you've unfollowed her just to stop this situation happening anymore. You realised it was a bit much.
I actually removed Instagram off my phone.
Yeah. What, completely?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
To avoid the temptation.
Yeah. I mean, the boys started to find it quite funny, but they also found it funny I wasn't getting any responses.
Have you slid into anyone else's DMs, or is it just Steph?
No, just Steph.
She's the one for you.
Yeah. It'd be a nightmare if she found out I was messaging someone else, wouldn't it?
An absolute nightmare.
In your imaginary relationship that you're having. Oh, you're my favourite.
Oh, you say that to everyone.
I don't. You provided me with joy. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
You never know, Harry from Bournemouth. Sometimes the little man wins.
I was hoping you'd be able to help me and set me up on a date with her, but you never know.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you ever chatted to her, do you think that would be an awkward thing?
Well, now, yes, because I've aired this to Radio 1.
Yeah.
Maybe before it wouldn't have been as bad.
As you said, Scott, it could be one of those FA Cup results. You never know.
Mm.
Exactly.
Harry, let me sleep on this, so I might have an idea tomorrow.
OK, well, you've got my number if you need anything any more from me.
I have.
Oh, he's doing it again, Scott.
Scott Mills. Alice from Nottingham says, Harry, you're hilarious. I'd go on a date with you. Yeah, but you're not Steph Pratt, are you?
Mm.
No offence.
It'd be nice to help him.
I know. It's a bit Beggy Mitchell, though, isn't it?
It is Beggy Mitchell. That's
please,
right.
Steph. I can't take credit for that. That was... hang on a second. They're only going to text me back and go, oh, that was my Adam. Harry is a ledge. Come on, Steph. Yeah, I mean, we can try and get hold of it. I just think the whole thing would be awkward. Oh, no, don't say that.
What?
I saw Steph Pratt at the Designer Village in Shepton Mallet over Christmas. She was with another guy. Could have been anyone. Could have been a brother.
Scott Mills.
There's so many good stories coming in, but we can't say any of those. My friend Adam just did a really good one about someone off X Factor that he used to message back in the day. No response for ages, and then 6 years later, response. Mad, isn't it? Anything? No, I can't say any more on that. Has anyone else done this? Let us know on 81199 or my email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1's Greg Athlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Greg James, talk to me. Give me an update.
I am on the side of the road about 2-3 miles outside Lancaster. And we're just stopping for a little... I'm having a peanut butter sandwich at the moment and a hot orange squash, and I am feeling pretty miserable.
Yeah, I know that you're having a bit of a down moment at the moment. Tell me why.
Just knackered.
Fed up of it.
And a little bit fed up of it, yeah, for sure. But this was always going to be the problem, and it's just miles and miles and miles, and then there was this... I just got really frustrated over a really little thing where I was told it was 2 miles to the stop, and then suddenly someone went, oh, no, actually, it's 5.
Oh,
and I just
brilliant.
Went, oh, God!
Let it all out, hon. Let it all out. Like, come on.
Well, you know, you just have a little like a little checkpoint in your head, and you're like, right, I'll get that by that and that by that, and yep. I can have a little drink and I can have a wee and whatever. And then it's hard. The whole thing is just really hard. It's just a really ambitious... challenge, and everyone involved is constantly changing because of the weather, and everyone's looking out for what it's going to be like on the mountain tomorrow, and there's so many things that can go wrong, and you know, the bikes have been a problem today because of the snow, and we started off early morning on the mountain bikes, and that we lost a load of time. So actually I think the thing I'm most frustrated about is that I'm about 2 hours behind schedule at the moment.
So you made it to your show. Made it to your show at 5:40 yesterday. What are you thinking today?
I just don't know. What is it now? 4:20. I was supposed to be at the show in about a half an hour's time, and I'm just not going to be. I'm going to have to pitch up on the side of the road and do bits with Adele. But that's annoying me because I really wanted to make the show and. Say hello to everybody there and stuff, but
mate, you've got to try and not get frustrated. It's the first time I've heard you sort of annoyed.
Yeah, but you're gonna have this, because so far it's been like, yeah, but like you are gonna have these moments when you do feel like this, because what you're doing is absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd. Yeah, but again, just driving through Lancaster a minute ago, there was just loads of people lining the road, and there was a guy, he didn't shout his name, but he was driving an Audi A3, and I know he'll be listening because you were blaring out of his speakers, but he stopped at the traffic light and was like, go on, Greg, you can do this, and he handed us 40 quid cash.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of money just to hand over to someone. You know, I've never met this guy, but he's clearly... invested in the whole thing, and I feel like that is being replicated all over the country, and I know that it's a big ask. You know, 5 quid's actually quite a bit of money. That's more than your morning coffee. Well, not in bloody London, no. Mate, but you know what I mean, that's a lot, and I really, really appreciate it if people have been digging deep and donating, because that's quite a commitment, so yeah. Thank you. But it's making such a difference. Those little moments where we hear the total, or we hear someone coming out on the route with a sign, like kids have been coming out on their bikes and been like waving and stuff and going, can we join in? I've been going, trust me, you don't want to join in with this.
You don't want to do this.
It's an absolute nightmare, mate.
Greg.
And but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing so well. Listen, he needs your support, and you know that... This year we're focusing on mental health. Like, everyone knows someone. If it's not you, you'll know someone that's kind of going through some kind of mental health issue at the moment. And those are the people we're helping. Greg is putting himself through something ridiculous, like that I wouldn't think the human body could do. So if you'd like to show Greg your support and make a £5 donation to Sport Relief, text the word Greg to 70205. To be honest, if you did it right now, this is the first proper kind of down moment I've heard him have. It would really give him that boost to continue. He's got to cycle so many miles today. Text costs £5 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of donation will go straight to Sport Relief. All of the money goes to Sport Relief to help people. You must be 16 or over and ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms, more information, or if you want to make an online donation, go to the Radio 1 website. You're doing so well, Greg. Just keep going.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to talk to you and to get out of this little bubble for a minute. And you're right, just quickly, you're right about mental health issues are so widespread. And there's someone in your life, if you're listening right now, there'll be somebody that you know that will have, you know, that will struggle with something. And that is exactly what we're trying to do this week, raise awareness and money as well. So thank you so much. It's really, truly incredible to be part of.
That's what it's all about. Text the word Greg, please, now. He's having a bit of a slow moment at the moment. So 70205. Text the word Greg to 70205. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So many messages coming in for Greg James. He's doing so well. Well done, Gregory.
Yeah, he's absolutely smashing it at the moment. And it's only day two. He's got a long way to go. We all need to carry on supporting him big style.
Oh, I keep forgetting he's got to do it till Friday.
That's what I mean. Oh, bless him.
Right, somebody messaged in earlier and they were like, OK, so I've done the London to Paris bike ride before, which is a famous one, right? And then we worked it out. He is cycling that three times.
Plus the peaks.
And then scaling the peaks.
The maths involved in it is astonishing.
So London to Paris three times on a bike. There's someone that worked that out there. That's mad. So I'm thinking that Greg's going to turn up at his show so late today. So you get Adele for most of it because he's pretty behind schedule. But keep donating. Keep supporting him. He does see the messages.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott.